Hey y'all, assalamu alaikum. This is Mona Sheikh Marwan, Studio Diaries. Who's this?
This is Nima.
Where are we at today? Where are we at?
We are at an art exhibition of Wasima and Mohammed.
Ooh.
In Nab'a, you guys.
What kind of lighting is this? Mashallah. The sun. It's a sunrise. It's a sunrise, hey.
Wow.
Hey. Are you guys
leaving? Yeah.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Good to see you.
Abdulatif.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Are you leaving?
That's a nice light.
Well, I'm gonna call you.
Call me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need me. That light was.
Yeah.
That's like the.
Tosh. This
is Kamel, by the way.
Sorry.
This is Nemo, Nasra.
Nice to meet you both.
He's the director of...
Nice to meet you. Somal House, right?
That's my colleague. He's the director.
Inshallah.
Right. Anyways, we are out here at Augsburg University, walking around, just absorbing light. Wasima kilt today. And now we're heading to the... Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank God.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Badan. How are you? It's all English. Hi. Everybody.
She's so popular.
This is where he. Yeah. This
is. He's a real artist.
He's.
He is not.
No, because that looks like an album cover. No.
That one.
Yeah. That one looks like an album cover. That's giving graduation day. No.
What are your emotions right now? She has her mouth.
That's so nice. No, I wasn't expecting this.
He has a son. His son was in here just walking around when he was painting.
I was not expecting it to be
this, right?
The one with the Ayeyo. You see her?
The one with Ayeyo. That's the one he said, this got a kid, and the Ayeyo one are his two favorite ones. Yeah. Hi, cutie. Assalamu alaikum.
She's so adorable.
Oh. Assalamu alaikum. Ooh, I'm loving the lighting.
What's your favorite, Mona? Oh, first glance. What's your favorite?
Tides of Tribulations. A Journey Through Solace. Hamid Hirsi. Speechless.
This is
the one everyone says they like. No way.
No, I haven't seen the rest of them.
What is it about it? Is it
no,
like
I haven't seen the rest of them. But it's the best piece to start with. This is the best introduction.
It's giving me more iconic than that though. Definitely more iconic. That's the vibes I get from it.
Okay, the thing that always amazes me about painters is the color differential. See that?
The gradient.
This right here. And why does his face feel like a mountain? Like it feels.
Muna. Yeah. See, this is why I gotta go through it with you. Because you gave me a whole new
His whole form feels like a mountain, you know? It's like, it's not just a, it's not, yeah, less.
Or less.
Oh, that's, yes.
What's that one iron where they said it would put mountains as pegs on earth?
Ooh.
That's what it's giving. What was the iron? I'm blinking. Is it in Abbas?
There's a lot of ayat.
Is it
in Abbas
or
Amma? Oh, وَجَعَلْنَا الْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا.
That's what it is.
Not you quoting an ayah Qur'an on this. This is crazy. So what I said, did you hear what I said?
He's like a mountain.
Yeah, he feels like it. It feels like, right? I really want to see the other ones.
Yeah.
This is
beautiful.
That is dirt.
Like waves.
Yes,
it's waves.
You know what it almost gives when the village above the clouds, you know, there's a village. Where is it? Is it in Yemen? There's a village that literally it doesn't get a lot of rain fall because it's above the clouds.
Wow.
and it's like the clouds are below it.
It's above the clouds?
Yeah, it's literally above the clouds.
I need to go there because I'm having my head in the clouds.
It's above the clouds. It's so
like,
good.
This is like the storm, or like, you know, the cloud over your head. Yeah. And then this is like the epitome of a storm when it's hitting the rocks. And
I'm really curious.
You know?
That's
my favorite okay.
She's like, y'all haven't seen my... This is it, if it's...
No, ahead,
I'm curious what if it's intentional. Is this an intentional rip?
Or is it not?
No, no, I'm actually just curious. I'm actually curious.
Oh my god.
Because it's a rip in the camera.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it intentional?
It is
a rip.
Maybe it's that on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Okay, let's see. That's her name. It's heavier in the back. I love how guys.
Oh no, you guys, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
I love it. He has one of the most unique voice tones. No, that's his voice. That's his voice. I love this. How many kids do you have?
I have a whole of them.
How many? How many?
These are my nieces. I have 3 boys.
You have 3 boys?
Yeah, that's my sister, that's my niece. We have a big family.
Oh, Mama Daddy.
This is amazing.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah.
Your work is...
It's so detailed, so... Yeah,
it's very... It's so rich.
For 4 years, I didn't...
So when's the album dropping?
I don't... That's not even the album.
When's the album going to drop?
That's gonna be somebody's album cover.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Kanye, graduation day.
I haven't done portraiture for a few years.
Yeah. 4 years you didn't do it.
Oh yeah, just when I get back to the dean, I just didn't do portraiture.
Yeah.
But this is like in an institutional frame.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not like transactional. It's not, you know, commissioned work.
Yeah.
So I was able to consult with people, and they're like, you know, if it's for educational purposes, uh-huh. You know, you could do portraiture. That's the only time, so I have to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
that. I wouldn't do portraiture.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's what makes it special.
I feel like this question will hit differently. It's basic to other people.
No.
What is the color that speaks most to you?
Just painting all of them.
In general?
Yeah. I'd probably say white.
White?
White is the stabilizer. It's the one that cleans everything. You know, it helps you restart. There's often paintings get too weary.
Yeah.
And then
white. Yeah.
Helps you get a brand new start. So probably white.
Do you? So Wasima tells me that the picture comes to her, and then she has to paint it.
Just paint it. Yeah.
Does that work for you?
No. I don't have a book. I don't have nothing.
It just flows.
Yeah. I just need the canvas and the paint.
So when you're starting with a white canvas, do you know what you're gonna put on it?
No, not before.
It shows up.
Yeah. Just like in the setting and in the moment.
Yeah.
And then given the context.
Yeah.
What I meant to be, like, what's going on in real life.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. Those things dictate.
Dictate
a lot. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I know. Very peculiar.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I feel like it's a language. It's one of my favorite languages. Art is a language, though.
Yeah. There's no...
I love
is
that.
Is that like an actual Ayeyo? Like someone... See? Because her face just looks like it could fit. She looks like my Ayeyo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Her face is so like, you know?
Yeah,
it goes across the board.
Wow. This helped me.
Wow.
I don't know, like, just made, you know, the whole, in the beginning of the exhibition, I was here alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For like, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. And then this one was done like the first week, and then it helped me, you know, it just gives you like somebody's here.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, it gets kind of quiet in here. I don't listen to music, so. Oh.
It does. It feels music, like that.
I want to know about this one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
This one was as detailed as this one.
Uh-huh.
And then something happened in life. It was like, you know, just a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, that happened. But this one was as detailed as this one.
Wow.
You know what it's giving? What's that one painting with the guy going on the little bridge? What's the name? He's a famous, not Picasso, what's his name? He has like, he goes, and he's on the bridge.
I'm not
becoming men.
Oh, I'm not that well versed, bro.
Really?
You are.
You know what I'm talking about? Wallahi, that's the same vibe as this is giving.
Kill me if I don't find the name. This is a famous painting.
It's a very famous painting.
Yeah.
Not to me. What the? Painting. Wow.
Pick me up first.
It has a story. It speaks a story.
It looks just. It's the Somali version of that. So that was a painting.
What's your favorite thing about this exhibition?
This is the picture. I found it. Edward Munch.
What's your
Edward Munch? Yeah. He's from Germany. I'm from Belgium.
I like that little picture.
You look the little picture. Which one?
That one. The one in the middle.
The one in the middle?
Yeah, this one.
What do you like about it?
I like the little waves. It looks so pretty, and like the ground, the mountain, the sky.
Yeah. Would you jump in?
Yeah, I was like,
diving! Oh, yeah, that would be the funnest thing in the world. I love that. I love that, because this tells a story right here.
Let me see if I can
get a straight
picture of you guys.
Is that Ilhan Omar
on my trip? Yeah, it is.
Oh my god, I love the colors that he did with her.
Right? I don't like, you got my eyebrows messed up, but you know, it's cute. I'm kidding. That's the makeup artist.
This is the makeup artist.
No,
but do you see the patterns in her hijab? It's not like a regular pattern. I'm curious. This is completely different. Like,
he's an artist.
Yeah.
This man is different.
I want to know, like, what headspace was this one in? This piece, that piece right there.
I knew something happened over
here. Right?
So like, this probably was someone, and he said a tragedy happened, and then he changed it.
It was so detailed. Do you see the detail? There's like a reflection in the eye.
Yeah.
Like, that level of detail. Mm-hmm. And then the colors on her face.
This man is different.
This is phenomenal. Lombardic. He's been doing this a long time, but it's like, I love like illustrators. They just
it's different. Too. Stop them over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta get all of them. Did you get them already?
No. Okay. This one is.
This is so like I would have it in my house. Like,
I would. I definitely would.
You know he's commissioned paintings before.
Voila.
Look at this man.
Look at this man. I love that.
This man is super talented.
I know one of the homies who bought his artwork and has it in his house. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Every time I look at it, I notice something new on the painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this man is different. He got a.
Well, this was my favorite color.
Yeah.
Yeah, my hand. This is my favorite.
I cannot lie. I love the way she like he made her stand.
She just looks so gangster.
Like, yeah, like she don't mess play with her.
Yeah.
Well, hello. Right twin. Not the live twin.
That's what I'm hearing. What'd you say?
She just waiting on someone to try her.
Exactly.
I wish a nigga would.
Yeah. It's crazy. It looks looks like someone stopped her to take a picture.
Yeah.
And she's asking, what the heck are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, how you get up to you?
Yes. And on her face, you could just tell all the lines that she lived life.
And she got a lot to say. She
don't live life. No, no, no. It's so or a father.
I feel like she's not soft spoken.
No, she's very straight to the point.
Like, that's what she gives me.
It's giving New York.
Yeah.
Very blunt.
I love that detail. That's crazy. Oh my God. What's her name? What's her name, guys?
Her name is.
Suban.
Oh,
that's different.
Okay. I think name, what do you say?
I said Mama Asha.
I know. Hana Sana Higa Balala.
Ah, Sana Higa.
You're giving me my. That's my A's name. Sana Higa. Sana Higa. Like old name.
Or Ardo or something like that. Ardo. You know?
Ardo words.
Ardo. Mm. I like Ardo. Ardo.
Ardo.
Oh.
Ardo. Mm. It is giving a lot. Wow.
You know, whole name, whole life story. Wow. This AA is sweet. Hi.
Hola.
So,
for you,
you know.
Oh, no. This is like Khadija.
Khadija!
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, wow. God, God. No, wallahi, these are so vibrant, and I love the fact that they chose this color as a background.
Yeah,
that choice is so mad.
I feel like the Somali blood is so rich.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it matches. It matches this. It matches that, and it pops the blues. There's so many blues.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. When you asked him that question, I wanted to say blue, but then he said white.
Like, it's a,
never mind.
Okay,
but it makes sense. He's used a lot of white in all his paintings.
He called it a stabilizer, but you see, it's like blues.
I see the blues, but I don't think he notices that he's doing it, because in every painting, look at the background.
Yeah, he has a lot of blue.
Yeah, I'm curious what this one, there is blue in our hijackers.
We've Africa, Mokuso Karai.
Yeah.
I know he said something about India, but has he went back to Africa? Because it's giving...
He grew in, he said something about India.
It's giving non-American. It's giving Hargeisa. Like that,
very much. Now that
I know he had on again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It just gives the vibe.
Eat the glue, Musar.
Musar,
okay. Eat the Musar. It's just Musar. Yo, this makes me curious to see the rest of his work.
Yeah.
This is just like a taste. It's like an appetizer.
Museum for Somali arts, like actual.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a gallery like this. Like,
inshallah, Somal House is gonna be there. Somal House, I'm trying to get them funding that they get the space.
If they get a bigger building, like
how
many people would come? Like, you could do your homework. You could walk around the gallery. Exactly. Just
get inspired. We don't have the artists with this much detail and skill.
We gotta get an endowment. Like, that's what we need.
Y'all need that. Say, look, I'm gonna go back over to Dubai. Find a couple shit.
You're like, hey, let's go. Come on, guys. There's a lot of rich Somali guys that are like, if people understand the importance of preservation of, that's why I was introducing you guys to Kamil. That's literally his whole Kamil, the guy, the director. Because he was saying, his whole thing is about archiving. The history, it's my history.
Preserving it.
Well, even the little art, even the little writings that you do in your journal is important to preserve. And
that's
like those work.
I'm
gonna
lie, you know, I started writing Somali guys.
Oh my god. Abu, yo, this is crazy.
I love it. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Me and my mom, that's how,
hard,
you know, that helped
bro.
Me and my mom's relationship.
Wallah.
It went from us, her being like, oh, dur ilman hai, and all of that, to like me being like, why? I started taking Barambur classes with Johara, remember?
Yeah.
And then I came home and I showed her one day and I was like, hi, hey, look at what I learned. And then she was like, and then we started competing with each other. Then she just randomly used to do it around the house early in the morning, you know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning. I would hear her saying Barambur.
Yeah.
And then one day I wrote one and I said it for her. It was like Mother's Day. That was my Mother's Day present. I did her Barambur. Yeah. Until now she still has it.
I gotta learn how to do it. One time
it's
I sat
Somali
next to
Somali language is so rich.
In Somali, like I write poetry, but Somali
is
it's
so
a different
rich.
Level because you have that like the letters, you have to keep going within the same range, like and the same
doing poetry in English.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah.
You know, but to do it in Somali,
it's
because
richer.
To know like
certain
words
in English, we know it. We know the impact of the word in English.
Yeah.
But when you say it in Somali, light hits different. And you know what influenced that? The Mahmad, the Somali. I used to learn this all the time, and then the Mahmas turned into me writing Gabe. So I'd be like Nurki Daya Qalbi Gadalka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro. And then you just start. It rolls off the tongue so easy. Then you just run around the house, start saying this. So me and my mom would go bar for bar. That was our little thing that we did, you know. And then she did one for, it was during Ramadan, she did one for the Prophet. I have it on my phone. Well, I'm like,
oh my God.
So
I would
want
to learn how to do it, because I feel like it has a different structure. Like with English
poetry,
you could do whatever you want to do.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
I didn't understand.
But with Somali Gabe, it's like, it's more structured.
Yeah.
And you can't just use basic Somali words. You have to know hardcore Somali words, and like everybody don't know that.
And it's like more poetic.
Yeah.
It's more poetic though. But,
like,
I
even
love...
when you cut somebody out in Somali, it hits
you
different.
You feel it.
You know, one time I was sitting, I was moderating a conference that was for mental health, but in Somali.
Oh, wow.
And the woman was just talking some in Somali about like narcissism, about depression, and yo, the fact that she was saying everything in Somali was healing of itself that I was not expecting.
That's true.
I was like, you, words you hear in English is different, but of Somali, it's like a different type of validation, and it's like, whoa, it's like the when the
there's some words, words you don't know the meaning of it until they say it in Somali. Like once they say it in Somali, like, that's where the root word comes from. That makes sense. Like, for example, my mom was telling me, what was it? There's this word, like, it's about mental health, like, not narcissistic, but it's cause something, like, self-help, like, you know, but it's, like, the way that she said it, the word that she, I can't remember, I'm blanking now, but it's, like, the word itself tells you what it's,
what it is.
And there's so much of that in the Somali language. I'm just like, bro, we need to preserve it and write this down.
I told my dad, because I discovered, he told me randomly that he was writing articles from 1998 for a journal. And he was, because he lived during the time when Dinta Oladagalami Jire in Somalia, and he was part of the people that was preserving the deen. So now, hadda dadka hijab, waxa jirta mar oo waxa la turiye jiray the eega iyo naagta jilba hijab kusoo in Somalia.
I would never believe that.
Somebody told me that, I would never believe
it.
I believe
it. You know, Cameron was telling me, he said, I remember as a kid, he said, I don't know why we used to do it. But
I never
would have
thought
I could kind of believe that, because like if you look at the old pictures of your parents, the Guntino, Timahala, like the whole,
you know what my dad said?
You know
what my dad said? You know what my dad said? You know my dad said,
waalidiinta
ay kala dagaalamaa gabdhaha waxay dhahaan waa u gishanaysa sheekh hebel hebel ma gabdhihiisa ma gishtaan jilbaab adiga maxaa u gishanaysa guntiinada gisho soco
because dhaqankeena wadanay baa
hadda you know what they say dhulka gaalada joognaa mid walba jaajig walay soo taayna
but there was a movement that we don't know about educating people about the deen and it was like it was a very hidden so he was talking about mashrua
was that during Siad Barres
yes
I heard
about
it
even got jailed for some period of time but it was like this whole propaganda to erase the deen from the people muta'allimiinta to leave the deen, you know?
Wow.
And so my dad, and he was part of a group.
I feel like we're going through that again.
We all are.
We were going through it again. This is like history repeats itself, and we're in that era now.
Bro.
Because you see that in Saudi Arabia, bro, they're having whole concerts. Nicki Minaj, all these people there. Like, we're literally going through the same thing again. Like every time there's a rebirth, a new generation, a new era, you're going to have those same problems. But that's why Allah says, unless you guys struggle, like you yourself trying to do best, He's going to destroy you and replace you with better people, you know? So you never want to be a part of the people that get destroyed. You always want to be part of the khair.
No, wallahi. But hearing his story gave me hope because I'm like, we were at that level and then we got to here.
Inshallah, we go back to the where
wallahi,
we were.
You can
create. Where's the line with between deen and daqan?
There's people out there.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
The line?
Between deen and daqan.
Ooh, can we have that idea?
Yeah.
Listen, there was once upon a time when our daqan was gal nimo.
Yes,
you get what I'm saying, huh?
Where's the cookies? He's trying to come back in. Yeah.
Who's it?
Nikameshi's
kalaha. Well, that's a whole group of people. Okay, let me stop this. Mom's calling me.